Pod. Chinese Pod, Chinese Pod, Chinese Pod. That's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese Pod, Chinese Pod, Chinese Pod. That's the way to learn Chinese. Hi, this is Chinese Pod. This is an intermediate lesson. I'm John.
大家好，我是迪露。
So, Dilu, what are we talking about today?
我们今天要说蛋糕，好吃的蛋糕。
Okay, so cake, right? What are the tones on that word?
蛋糕，第四声和第一声。
Okay, 4-1, 蛋糕. So today we have two girls in a cake shop, and they're looking at some choices, right?
没错，有两个女孩，她们在一家蛋糕店里面选蛋糕。
All right, let's listen.
<笑>种类好多啊，对哦，每个都很漂亮，很可爱。哎，你看，这个奶油蛋糕，上面的水果好多啊，肯定很好吃。嗯，这个芝士蛋糕也好诱人。嗯，我喜欢这个黑森林。嗯，啊，我都能闻到黑巧克力的味道，上面还有我最爱的草莓。你这个巧克力控。 太夸张了吧，看图片都能闻到。嘿嘿，我的鼻子很灵敏的，只要有美食我都能闻到。这个抹茶慕斯也不错，不甜不腻，很适合夏天吃。嗯，抹茶我也喜欢。哎，还有芒果慕斯，哎呀，不行了，我的口水要流下来了。哈哈，你刚刚还嘲笑我呢，你这个芒果控也受不了了吧。
小姐，要订哪种生日蛋糕？选好了吗？嗯，种类好多，我都选不出来了。我也好纠结，每个都这么诱人，我每个都想要。Okay,
we'll talk about this more later, but this is actually a cake shop with Chinese characteristics. There are certain...
为什么？
Yeah, there are certain cakes that you can get in China, and certain cakes you don't get, and certain cakes that might not be quite what you're expecting. But first, let's look at the language, right?
今天呢，我们讲到很多不同的蛋糕，那这里有一个词叫种类，蛋糕种类。So
that's cake types, right?
没错，各种各样的蛋糕。So
the word for types or kinds is...
种类，第三声和第四声。
种类, okay, third, fourth. And can you give us another example of how to use this?
比如说你可以问咖啡的种类。
So types of coffee. All right, so if you're talking about types of something, it's common to use the word 种类, right?
哎，是的，各种各样的蛋糕，各种各样的咖啡。
Right, because you're talking specifically about types. But often if you're just asking like which type is it, you just use 种, right? Like which type, 哪种?
是的，哪种蛋糕。
And the first type is...
奶油蛋糕，奶油蛋糕。Alright,
this word is pretty easy because 奶油 just means cream, right?
哎，是的。And
the tones are?
奶油，第三声和第二声。Okay,
third, second. So 奶油蛋糕 is a kind of cake. It's not like the cream pie that you get in the face. Like
不是，是一种蛋糕，然后外面都是奶油。So
basically it's like a vanilla cake and the frosting is like a cream, basically.
哎，对。 好，一般性的奶油蛋糕上面呢，还会有很多的水果，肯定很好吃。Okay,
so in China, often there's fruit on the cake, and it's definitely good. How do you say definitely?
肯定，肯定。Okay,
third and fourth.
是的。All
right, what's the next type of cake?
第二种蛋糕叫芝士蛋糕，芝士蛋糕。
So 芝士, first tone, fourth tone, that's one way of transliterating the word cheese into Chinese. It becomes
芝士蛋糕,
cheesecake.
这个女孩她说芝士蛋糕好诱人。So
诱人, fourth tone, second tone, it means like tempting. So this word 诱 is like to tempt, and 人 being people. So it's tempting to people, it's tempting.
没错，你可以说蛋糕很诱人，也可以说这个价格很诱人。So
a tempting price.
嗯。Now
what about tempting in the more traditional sense?
你是说美女什么好的身材啊，什么帅哥很诱人。Yeah,
yeah. Can you say that?
可以。
Okay, so really attractive people can also be tempting, 诱人。
Got it. All right. So what's the next type of cake?
第三种蛋糕叫黑森林。黑森林。
So first, second literally means black forest. The word for forest is
森林。森林。
Okay, now I don't see the word 蛋糕 here. Do you usually not add it?
可以不说蛋糕，也可以说黑森林蛋糕，但是太长了。
Okay, so black forest cake, and then what else do they say about it?
其中一个女孩她说，我都能闻到黑巧克力的味道。我都能闻到黑巧克力的味道。
Okay, so 黑巧克力 is black chocolate or dark chocolate, right?
对。
And then 味道, that means taste?
味道可以是 taste, 也可以是 smell. 那这边它是说闻到味道。
闻到 means to smell something.
是的。
So 闻 means to sniff, to try to smell it, and 闻到 means to smell it.
没错,闻到黑巧克力的味道。
Okay, and here we have a 都,我都能闻到。And we know from the context later on in the dialogue that she's looking at pictures, so there's no way she can actually be smelling the dark chocolate.
对对对，她只是在想，她觉得她可以闻到。
So this do is kind of like even. I can even smell the dark chocolate.
是的，它就是一种夸张的说法。
Okay, 夸张, that appears in the next line. 夸张 is two first tones, and it's an adjective meaning meaning exaggerated, over the top, right?
没错,夸张,两个第一声。
Yeah, I just want to point out, we often think that 夸张 means to exaggerate, like a verb, but in Chinese, 夸张 is an adjective.
对。
So that's why you say things like 太夸张了, like so exaggerated, so over the top.
是的,是的。那前面还有一个词,它说你这个巧克力控,巧克力控。
Right, so 控, fourth tone, that's the same 控 as in 控制, right? To control?
是的,控制的控。
So what does that mean?
如果你说这个人是巧克力控,他就是被巧克力控制了。每一次看到巧克力,他就受不了了,觉得太喜欢了。
So really, really likes chocolate. Her life is controlled by chocolate. She is a 巧克力控。
对对对。就是很喜欢很喜欢巧克力。
So is this a word just for chocolate lovers?
那当然不是啦，后面还有一个芒果控，芒果控。
So that's like a mango lover?
对，就是喜欢芒果的人。
So is it always related to food?
也不是啊，比如说 John, 你是一个中文控。
I'm crazy about Chinese.
对，好像还有经常听说什么苹果控。
Like an Apple fanboy.
对，只用苹果的产品。
Okay, all right. So this word is actually pretty broad in usage. And also this 控 thing is pretty new, right? It's kind of slangy, right?
对，这是一个比较新的词语。所以大家可以尝试着用一下。
Okay, but back to the girl who thinks she can smell the dark chocolate in the picture. What she's looking at is what?
图片。图片。
Okay, second tone, fourth tone. 图片, is that a photograph or a picture, like a drawing or what?
好像都可以吧,不过在这里应该就是一个 picture.
So it's kind of like picture in English can be a photograph or a drawing. 图片 is similar, right?
是的,是的。然后呢,这个女孩她又说,她的鼻子很灵敏,鼻子很灵敏。
灵敏, so second tone, third tone. This means sensitive, but sensitive in the sense of like being very acute,Like she has a really good nose.
就是反应很快。
Okay, so what other things are sensitive in this way? Like ears?
对啊，你可以说耳朵很灵敏，就是你的听力很好。
Okay, so your senses work really well. So this word 灵敏 is frequently used with the senses.
是的。
All right, and then next?
只要有美食，我都能闻到。只要有美食，我都能闻到。
So as long as there's delicious food around, I can smell it.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
And here we have a grammar pattern, right? What's the pattern?
只要什么什么什么就只要什么什么什么都什么什么什么
So as long as something, something else. But this is often like different. It's often like 只要 and then 就, right?
哎，对，就也可以。只要有美食，我就能闻到。
So same.
是一样的。
All right, can you give us another example of this pattern, though?
我想一想。只要有枕头，我就能睡觉。
As long as I have a pillow, I can sleep. All right, that's a good quality to have there. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Is this a cake?
对对对，也是一种蛋糕，但是它的名字里面是没有蛋糕这两个字的。
All right, so what is it?
抹茶慕斯，抹茶慕斯。
Okay, so 慕斯 fourth tone, first tone, that's mousse.
是的，慕斯第四声和第一声。
Okay, but what kind of mousse? It's 抹茶, which is third and second. This comes from the Japanese matcha. In English, we often just call it green tea.
哎，对对对，就是绿茶的嘛。抹茶慕斯，抹茶慕斯。
All right, so green tea mousse. So nowadays, this green tea flavor is pretty popular in Chinese desserts, right?
哎呀，没错。那这个抹茶慕斯不甜不腻。
So it's not sweet and it's not, what, oily? 腻 is oily, right?
你可以说油腻，就是当你说烤鸭的时候，你可以说这个鸭子很腻，因为有很多的 fat。
So duck is oily, 油腻, second tone, fourth tone. All right, but we're talking about a dessert. So dessert is never going to be oily in the same way that meat is, right?
那它这边指的就是甜的东西吃的很多，你会有一种感觉，这种感觉就是腻。
Kind of 不舒服啊。
对，非常不舒服的感觉。
Especially if there's a lot of chocolate and cream, right?
就是太甜了，
Okay, so it's not that there's like big spoonfuls of lard being put into the dessert. It's just like a Chinese way to describe too sweet, too much sweets.
对对对，不甜不腻。
Okay, so 不腻 is one of the good things about 抹茶, right?
抹茶应该是不甜吧，然后不腻可能是因为慕斯的关系。
Okay, so anyway, what's the conclusion about this dessert?
很适合夏天吃。
So it's well suited to eating in the summertime. The word for to be suited or to be good for is
适合,第四声和第二声。
All right, to be suitable for something. You have to put something after 适合, right?
对。那后面还有一个慕斯蛋糕叫芒果慕斯。芒果慕斯。
All right, that one's pretty easy to understand. And then what's the girl's comment there?
她说,我的口水要流下来了。我的口水要流下来了。
So 口水 two third tones, that means saliva, drool, right?
对的，就是你嘴巴里的那个水要流下来了。
So it's going to flow out of her mouth. In other words, she's going to start drooling all over the place. Is that what she's saying?
没错，虽然你说的听上去有一些 disgusting.
All right, so the sentence is saying, I'm about to start drooling. So in Chinese, it's my drool is about to start flowing down. How do we say it?
我的口水要流下来了。我的口水要流下来了。But actually, she's just saying, like, my mouth is watering. And that's it.
有点夸张吧。
有一点点夸张的感觉。
All right, so young people often say this kind of thing. Okay, but anyway, at the end, they have to make a choice, right? So the verb for to choose is...
选第三声。
Okay, and then what did the person at the cake shop ask?
他说选好了吗?选好了吗?
Right, because in Chinese, a verb actually doesn't include the result, right?
是的。
So 选 is really to like try to choose. And if you've finally decided, you made a final decision, then you can say
选是一个动作，那选好就是一个结果。
All right, so it includes the result. So have you made your decision, right?
选好了吗?
All right, but in this case, they can't decide. So what do they say?
我都选不出来了，选不出来了。
So 不出来 tells us that a result can't be obtained. The choosing is not over, right?
没有结束，没有办法选，太多了。
Okay, so 选不出来。
是的，如果你的选择很多，然后你又不知道应该怎么选，不知道该怎么办，那我们可以说很纠结，很纠结。
Okay, first tone, second tone. 纠结 is also a very modern word. It's pretty new, but young people nowadays use it all the time. This has got to be like the most common new word that I hear like every day. It means like conflicted. You can't decide.
是的，你根本就不知道应该怎么办，很纠结。
And it really bothers you, right? It's really weighing on your mind, this tough decision.
你会很纠结吗，这样？
Sometimes.
比如说吃饭的时候很纠结。
不会。I just eat.
Whatever's
closest, just shove it in my mouth. That's how I roll. All right, let's listen one more time.
每个都很漂亮，很可爱。
哎，你看这个奶油蛋糕，上面的水果好多啊，肯定很好吃。
这个芝士蛋糕也好诱人。
我喜欢这个黑森林。我都能闻到黑巧克力的味道，上面还有我最爱的草莓。
你这个巧克力控，太夸张了吧，看图片都能闻到。
嘿嘿，我的鼻子很灵敏的，只要有美食我都能闻到。
这个抹茶慕斯也不错，不甜不腻，很适合夏天吃。
抹茶我也喜欢。
哎，还有芒果慕斯。不行了，我的口水要流下来了。
哈哈，你刚刚还嘲笑我呢，你这个芒果控也受不了了吧。
小姐，要订哪种生日蛋糕，选好了吗？
种类好多，我都选不出来了。
我也好纠结，每个都这么诱人，我每个都想要。
So I mentioned before that I feel that cake in China is quite different from cake in the United States.
什么意思呢？
Well, because any country will tailor their food to match the taste of the people, right? And Chinese people traditionally don't like super sweet Western food. So like that kind of moist chocolate cake, which is like super dense and super sweet, Chinese people hate it.
胡说。
No, really. Like especially my wife, and she likes that kind of stuff. She can't stand like the super moist, dense chocolate cake.
是不是她不喜欢腻的东西啊?
I think that's part of it. I think this kind of cake would definitely be considered 腻. But also, I have to admit, I don't like the 奶油蛋糕。
我也不太喜欢吃奶油蛋糕，但是你刚刚说的我也同意，就是我们这里也会有不同种类的蛋糕，比如说芝士蛋糕啊，黑森林啊，什么慕斯蛋糕啊，但是跟你们的那个 traditional 的那种蛋糕又不太一样，就感觉它没有这么 rich.
Especially the cheesecake, right?
对，它的味道就好像很不一样。
Especially the texture, like the cheesecake here often feels kind of really light and spongy, whereas a good New York cheesecake is really like thick and dense. And it's hard to find that kind of cheesecake in China. Shanghai a little bit easier.
对，上海还是有一些很好的芝士蛋糕，但是并不是每一次你 order 那个芝士蛋糕的时候，它就会 meet your expectation.
你喜欢吗？芝士蛋糕？
芝士蛋糕是我的 favorite 蛋糕。
不腻吗？
我不怕腻，因为我可以喝咖啡。你最喜欢的蛋糕是什么？这样？
应该也是芝士蛋糕。
真没创意。
Also, like I said, the really dense, moist chocolate cake, pretty awesome.
那我们大家可以想象一下 John 的身材，一定是非常不诱人的。
差不多。
总之呢，如果你有什么样的问题，欢迎你到 Chinese Pod 来给我们留言。
All right, see you guys.
再见。
As usual, Chinese Pod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
2032.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/2032 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/2032.